Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I bet I could not play this on a guitar even if I tried for the next 50 years.
This is Billy Strings. He is so good, Andy, it makes me want to never pick up the guitar again.
You know that whole 10,000 hours thing? I think at the end of 10,000 hours, I'd still not be able to do this. No way I'd be able to do that ever. But it's WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday here. Victory Monday, I'm dubbing it, because despite not playing this weekend, playing on Thursday Night Football, I still think the Patriots won the weekend. I think their Q rating, their credibility, popularity, whatever you want to call it, goes up when you compare them to the rest of the National Football League and the other so-called competitors or frontrunners in the AFC and the NFL. So we'll continue to talk about that all show long. But right now, because we're going to talk to Drake May at 3 and Marcus Jones at 3:30, we need to get our stances in. Not a three-point stance, Fitzy. Today, it's a two-point stance.
3:19! 3:19!
It's the three-point stance.
Two. Just count to three.
That's three!
Two.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three.
Two.
Let's go!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Two.
Ties it 3-3.
On WEEI Afternoons.
This is like Utah, the Jaylen Brown. Two. This is like the Jaylen Brown segment. He's much better in two-point land from the mid-range. This is a two-point stance today, Dan Ball.
It's a two-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, which is brought to you, whatever number is in front of it, by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you were hurt in a car or work accident, or you have to move a segment because King Drake is coming on at 3, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617. That was said with love. 617-777-7777. 2:30 here on WEEI Afternoons. What? What's wrong? That was said with
Drake.
Love. That was said with love. He's the king of New England right now. And based on what I've seen on TikTok, and Michael May is the queen of New England.
Also, yep. You got to be careful bringing up kings. It's a little controversial these days. The No Kings movement. There's a lot going on around here.
Okay, if you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or Drake May, quarterback of the New England Patriots, with no superlative in front of it, is joining at 3, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. It's 2:30 here on WEEI Afternoons, but either way, we have two hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories of Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, here is that 60 seconds. Go ahead.
I'm going to read you something that is often used for very serious issues. Issues in your life and in your world and for motivation, but it's not so serious today. It's the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Today, I point that towards everyone that's bitching about officiating in the National Football League. I know you watched a game last night. It wasn't defensive pass interference, whatever. Or you watched Jameson Williams hump a goalpost and you got mad that that cost him 15 yards, that therefore cost his team the extra point because it was windy. All of that. It's not going to change. They stink. They've stunk forever. They're always going to stink. They even stink with their little computers giving you the measurements now. It's all stupid. Just accept it. Enjoy the game of football. It's fun. We got to watch it yesterday. And also accept that you can't bitch about penalties on defense you don't like and also bitch about low scoring and not enough points being scored. Do I think they err on the side of offense? Yes. And they do it for you, the fan, because Fitzy, they don't want those baseball scores. They don't want 3-3, 6-6, 10-7, 7-6. So you can't change it. Just accept it and move on like I have failed to do for the last 20 years of my life, bitching at high school and youth and professional referees all around the world.
All right. All referees suck. I think one of the auxiliary takeaways from the weekend beyond, hey, the Patriots are better than Cam Newton and lots of other detractors are telling us that they are, given the quality of play or quality of play I saw around the rest of the NFL, was that the officiating continues to just suck out loud. It's not good. It's wildly inconsistent. It's like they hired a whole bunch of new refs. I'd almost rather see them bring back this the scabs, the scrubs, and the replacements from 2012 just so we could get another Fail Mary and laugh at it, because these people are trying to get it right, and they are awful.
And it is hard. Like, I think the pass interference from last night's game, you can actually make an argument it was pass interference. Oh, he grabbed his hand, and that limited his ability to pull his hand up and all these different things. You can make that argument. Now, would I call it? Probably not, but you can. There's holding calls. Romo was bitching about backside holding calls and different things in his game. It's all worthy of debate, but these guys literally, I do believe this. I stand, they're literally doing the best they can. Whether that is acceptable to you or me or anyone else is not, you know, for me to decide, but I do honestly believe they're doing the best they can, Fitzy.
It's just that the best that they can is not good enough.
Correct, as Cartman famously said. And we all live in that world sometimes. But I saw Bert Breer tweet out, like, it's time to tear it down to the studs. What does that mean?
Revamp the entire system? Just like
how?
Change the rule book?
And with the same guys? Or do you want, a lot of people want full-time refs, so that's going to fix it, right? They're going to change their calls and make better calls because they're full. Or younger refs. Well, where are these younger refs that you don't get experience? Because I don't know. When I watch college games, Fitzy, and high school games, where sometimes there's younger guys working their way up, you know what I think? The officials stink. So I don't know what tear it down to the studs means. I think at some point you need to accept, until you come up with your, Dan Ball, what's it called? The ABS. Till you come up with your version of ABS and a better computer AI system for calling NFL games, you need to accept that these are human beings watching a lot go on at a very quick rate, and they're gonna F it up. Now, the one answer that I would accept, Fitzy, you've talked about this, I've talked about this, Bill Belichick's talked about this, find a way to challenge everything.
Everything. Challenge it all.
And you can choose when you use it. Is it an important play early in a game? You're not going to get like 10 of them, right? You're going to have still a limited number. And if you need to save it for what you think is a bad pass interference call late in a game, then I would keep it in your back pocket until then. But other than that, they're human beings. They're doing the best they can. It's not good enough for many people, but there is no solution to fix it yet.
Here's the problem. Too many calls in professional football right now are subjective. They're not just like, there's not letter of the law. It's very easy to call offsides because if somebody, or like delay of game, you didn't get the playoff before the clock said zero. It's pretty simple. I saw two zeros. You didn't move. That's that. But like some of these call, like holding, you know, it's on every play. So call it every play or don't call it out. Like that's a problem. To pass interference. And they need to go back over the celebration rules as to, like, one pump's okay, two pumps is a penalty.
Like, what did Jameson Williams do? I know, I guess, the letter of the law, the upright becomes a prop, and you're not allowed to use props, but,
stop it.
To me, that was fun. That was like what a kid would do. Oh, my God, there's a big padded thing. You know what I'm going to do to it? I'm going to run and jump on it and hug it. Like, that's literally a
childlike
move.
But so many people have done that before.
Yeah,
why now is it all of a sudden a penalty? Let me ask you this. How does it give the league a bad look? Because if that's what they're trying to do is prevent people from saying that the league is self-indulgent, inappropriate, etc., how does that give it that bad a look?
You cannot convince me that it does. And what it does is it opens up a lot of people. Anytime there's a call like that, for example, in that game, you bump that PAT back. It's windy. He misses it. You change the score. And you know what? In this day and age, if you change the score, people go to gambling, sports bet. Well, I saw baseball. Guy was throwing pitches. You know, I saw basketball. The guy was fixing games. You're going to tell me the NFL's any, like, and you open up that door with stuff like that when it didn't need to be called. Just let the guy kick the regular extra point because the receiver had fun celebrating.
Just, yeah, I thought once they were able, like, oh, so it's okay for them to do a choreographed synchronized.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Group celebration.
Right.
Run down to the celly cam and showcase showboating en masse and showing up other players. But a guy jumps on something and, oh, that's using a prop. Sorry, that's 15 years. So dumb.
Yes, it is.
Dumb indeed, and we'll leave that one there. Refs are dumb. Sometimes you just have to accept that. But we'll move ourselves along to the other of our two hosts today, Nick Fitzy-Stevens. Your two-point stances now. Are you ready?
I shall be prepared. Let us do this thing.
All right, here's 60 seconds for that. Go ahead.
Okay, well, if you haven't gauged by now, most of the people here on the WEI Afternoon Show believe that the New England Patriots came out smelling like roses this weekend for not even doing anything but taking the weekend off after beating the Jetropolitans last Thursday night 27-14. This is mostly because of the Patriots' 9-2 record, their 8-game winning streak, vibes, there's a quarter in the jar, and all of the positive momentum that Mike Vrabel and Drake May have built up together. And when you take a look at the rest of the schedule that the New England Patriots have to play, starting this coming Sunday with a game against the likely Jamar Chase-less Cincinnati Bengals all the way to the very end with the what the hell are we playing for Miami Dolphins, I am likely to agree with Boston Globe columnist, sometimes ally of WEEI, and admitted Fitzy and Hart fan Chad Finn that yes, running the table is officially on the table for your New England Patriots. And while we say that a 13-4 record for these Patriots should be the floor, 15-2 is the ceiling, and I think the ceiling is actually attainable. The Ravens, far from perfect. Buffalo just gave up 30-something to the Bucs, who you beat last week. And oh, by the way, you already played the Bucs. And I don't care how well Buffalo plays in New England. You got 6 games left. Even without Milton Williams, you can win them all.
I don't disagree. The more I watched yesterday, why can't you don't even have the spitter's chance of they're going to blow by you with Jamar Chase and the T. Higgins, right? Like they lose their best offensive player in all likelihood. Yeah. I know it hasn't happened yet, but I think we're all presuming that Jamar Chase is going to get suspended.
Who was it, Jordan Davis, who spit on Dak Prescott in game one? Yeah, that cost him a game.
He gone. And the Ravens continue. It's sort of like the Chiefs and the Ravens are the same team. Everybody wants to talk themselves into they're going to go on this run and they're going to be dangerous. Well, when do they start their run? Because I feel like they should probably start their run soon because neither of them has gone on the run that we thought they were going to go on.
Andy, if Shedeur Sanders knew how to throw a forward pass in the NFL, he would have likely. No, I'm not going to apologize for that. Nope, I'm not. Sorry.
You're not allowed to criticize Shedeur Sanders, I've noticed, on social media.
Oh, that's right. He's the only one who's allowed to criticize himself. That's right.
Correct.
I apologize.
Yeah. If you
but he criticizes
him,
himself.
You're
and
mean, you're racist, you're something. Something's wrong with you.
He talks about himself over the team as well. Not like we had a bad loss. I had a bad loss. If he was any good, and he's not yet, but that's a different story for a different day, then they probably could have beaten the Ravens yesterday. The Ravens didn't cover. That's why I backed out of that pick on Friday, Dan. Not that it mattered. We'll get to that later in the pick six. This is everyone's fallible. They're not playing the Eagles, and they're not playing the Broncos in Denver. Those are the only two games in which I would say, I don't know if I like your chances in this one, guys. They're going to be favorites in all six of their remaining games. That means the odds are you should win.
Right. And what is their biggest black mark right now or weakness? Or, I mean, I know there's some injuries that you're working your way through. Hopefully you're getting some guys back today that have been out on offense. Defense might be a little
depth at running back, followed by having to play Corey Durden over Milton Williams until it's Christmas time.
Or even in game. You know, I look at the Patriots. The biggest thing we've harped on is these first drive scores allowing touchdowns. Why do you let Justin Fields and all these guys go right down the field and make you look bad? But as Vrabel said, those are usually followed up by, you know, three plus quarters of pretty good defensive play. And I'd much rather we give up a score on the first drive and get good after that than give up nothing on the first drive and then give up a lot of points every other drive after that.
What was the game where they didn't let him score early and then... Oh, it was Atlanta. Yeah, they're like, hey, everybody celebrated because they stifled the Falcons the first drive or two. And then all of a sudden, Atlanta felt like they could score almost at any point when Penix threw at Drake London's way the rest of the game.
And it's like, do you fear the Broncos? Like, as you get further down the line, like all these teams I watched yesterday absolutely have warts, absolutely have black marks against them, absolutely have questions in either coaching or personnel or execution. And then I look at the Patriots and I'm like, well, they're rolling. And I know you poo-pooed me and I got to put a dollar in the jar for saying the V word, vibes, earlier. Uh-huh. But it is football. It is an emotional sport. And I think cohesion can matter. And I will say, I also think that's on the Rams side. The Rams look like they have a football team that kind of likes each other and their coach and their quarterback and what's going on.
But maybe Drake May got a leg back up in the MVP race this week because Stafford was only completed 50% of his passes for just two touchdowns. He was, dare I say, human yesterday.
Yes. All right. That's going to do it for our two-point stances today. Up next here, and nice job, Dan Ball. Appreciate you adjusting on the fly to shave off a stance there. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, the Celtics got a... easy win that stopped being easy sometime in the third or fourth quarter and came down to a nail biter with James Harden taking a shot to tie the game as it ended. But Celtics beat the Clippers, scoring your veterans, the guys you want to lean on, broke out a little bit. A little Celtics talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons. And reminder, stick around 15 minutes or so from now. We'll talk to Drake May on a Patriots Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.